Hello everyone and welcome back to our podcast. We know how tough it can be to navigate today's business world with new regulations and rising taxes making things more complicated. That's why in our community we bring together experts from across Europe to share solutions. By learning from their experience and challenges, we can offer real practical help to entrepreneurs. Today we'll shift our focus to Austria and Romania, diving into the challenges and opportunities SMEs face in both countries. We'll explore topics like limited access to capital, digital transformation, and cross-border collaboration, offering valuable insights to inspire entrepreneurs and help them overcome challenges. So let's get started. I'm excited to welcome today's guest, Martin Thayer, an expert with over 25 years of experience in corporate finance and M&A. Martin is the managing partner of PKF, focusing on tech SMEs in Europe. He dedicated his career to helping SMEs across Europe. His work spans corporate finance, M&A, and mentoring tech companies, providing invaluable support to entrepreneurs navigating today's complex business environment. As a certificate coach under the AIC Accelerator program and an ambassador for the Early Warning Europe Mentor Academy, Martin is passionate about empowering business to grow and thrive. Martin, it is a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Gabriela. The pleasure is full on my side, and many thanks for the invitation and looking forward to our exchange.
With welcome. Austria and Romania have a long history of economic ties with many opportunities for collaborating between businesses in both countries. Now, considering this connection, what common sectors these two countries share together, and what example can you give us?
Yes, now let me give you a little bit the wider scope, the economics first, and then let's dive into the question, if you allow me, Gabriela. I think, I was very surprised, but Austria is one of the biggest investors in Romania. Can you believe this or not? It's really exciting, especially you might be aware that a lot of our banking sector, especially in the Central East and East, we did a lot of investments, but also industrial-wise. So I was very surprised when I was preparing a little bit for our session and the challenges coming up to see that there's a lot in common between Austrian SMEs and Romanian SMEs, while there are also some opportunities, I think, for both sides. And I think this is something we sometimes forget. Just to give you a little bit the broad economic environment that we are facing. Austria is probably four times bigger in GDP. Yeah, if you look at the GDP, we have got roughly $55,000 per capita GDP, while Romania is roughly 15,000. So you could something like say, in small country like Austria has more economic power, which is not true because in effect Austria is facing deflation or a shrinking of the economy since 3 years. While Romania is growing since 3 years. So congratulations, guys. You're doing quite a great job. You're growing the economy, we are shrinking. And the other thing is, I think where there is a lot of pressure these days on the industrial sector, because one of our biggest partners, Germany, is not performing. We have a lot of exposure to the automotive industry. So a lot of our SMEs are suffering, yeah? And so do I see in Romania. So it's really exciting to see what opportunities they both have to become more, I would say, better in their value proposition, but also learn from each other. And there's also a lot to do for Austrian companies. And this is what I would like to explore with you further. Fine.
You are right with the remark.
So let's see, what in effect the challenges are that I think are facing, both SMEs on both sides. In Austria, especially, and I think this is a little bit more, I would say, evolved, even so, the access to capital is limited. Believe it or not, we have even a stock exchange, but the stock exchange is not very much, I would say, for early companies or small companies. It's more for mature companies like OMV, which is in the energy sector. We have now big banks like Raiffeisen Bank International. But if you're a small SME and you have, money to grow or you need money to grow, there's not a lot of opportunities up there in Austria for risk capital. Even so, we have a lot of good engineers, and probably if you compare a little bit the maturity of the companies, in the SME sectors on the tech side between Romania and Austria, we probably have more mature companies, but we are, like Romania, very export orientated. So most of the clients I serve need capital to grow outside of Austria. Yeah. And I think there's an opportunity here because my understanding is that, you know, especially in Romania, access to risk capital is also very limited. You know, you do not probably have such a sophisticated stock exchange, but also VC and commercial banks are not really yet on the level to support small SMEs. So I think this is something both countries have in common and can help each other in a way, because in effect, I think there could be some opportunity if you need money to collaborate and also for Austrians to be more, I would say, you know, competitive in their exports by partnering up with Romanian companies. And one of the things which it drives me crazy, doesn't know how it is totally in Romania, but even so in Austria, you would something like think we are a well-developed economy. We are very bureaucratic. You know, I always compare to clients in the US. They can establish a company in a day, believe it or not. In Austria, if you want to do a joint venture or a company, you need 3 months before you can start, which is totally hilarious. But I believe this is something you might be facing in Romania as well, that bureaucracy is high on both countries.
Now, considering the cross-border collaboration that you spoke about, that creates innovation and opportunities for both countries. So, from your perspective, how can Austria and Romania business work together to create this value
Yes.
and overcome these challenges?
Yes. I think that's a great question. And I give you, maybe we dive into real examples and then I give you more the connects in a more theoretical frame. But we had a client that in Austria was producing or injecting mold, so plastic injection company. It is tough business. You more or less deliver to the automotive industry. There's quite a lot of Asian competitive kicking in into this field. So they needed to do something and they were going to Romania, believe it or not. You know, they were, you know, I would say extending the workforce or bench, you know, working bench to Romania because energy level is very cheap in Romania. It's very surprisingly to me, but in Austria to produce at the moment, you have huge energy cost. Yeah? Main power is cheaper than in Romania. As I said, the GDP is 4 times lower per capita than in Austria. So for Austrian companies to go to Romania makes a lot of sense. You have seen the first wave in the agro sector. So you will see a lot of agro companies coming to Romania because, you know, the land, the size, and everything. But now we see industries following. And I think this is a great opportunity because what I see, but Gabriela, please kick in your experience. There is a lack of, I would say, industrialization in Romania on the sophistication of digitalization. You know, the one thing which at the moment everybody talks about is AI and how to use AI more productively. Do not look at Austria. We have no clue how to do it, but we have software, we have engineers, and we are trying to find out. But I think it's very tough in Romania these days, where you do not have enough capital in to support, I would say, the infrastructure, then to upgrade to new software and digital processes. And this is where collaboration can make a lot of sense. You know, we are looking at the moment for partners in Romania where Austrian partners outsource. They do a kind of joint venture. They bring over technology equipment. They upgrade, in a way, the Romanian facilities. And in Romania, they get, you know, very sophisticated, skilled workforce, and they get energy prices they might not find. So win-win situation for both parties. And I think, you know, this kind of collaboration, we will see more. What does it mean for small and mid-size? Because normally you would see the big guys doing it and not the small guys. But how do you see it for the small? I think there's great opportunity for the SMEs because you can do joint ventures and you can do the joint ventures in both ways. You can joint venture with an Austrian company and saying, you know, I help you in reducing cost. You help me to get to the Austrian market, for example, you know, and a lot of my clients would be happy to do so. In addition, with the small SMEs, you have entrepreneurs that are quick to make decision while the big companies, you know, we talked about bureaucracy, but there's also the big companies that never make a decision in time. You know, if you talk to one of the SMEs in Austria, you get quick decisions. You can talk to the owner like you would talk to the owner in Romania, and you can drive quickly a kind of, I would say, conclusion. Does it make sense? And if so, we can quickly implement. So timing is an issue because you
Mm-hmm.
can move quickly. And also for the Austrian companies, they need to do something. 3 years in a down spiral is not good. Cost going up on the salary side. So they will be forced to look at partners outside. And I think Romania is a great place to look at. And we would be more than helpful, and with our infrastructure to help to cross the borders. And these are, real tangible projects that you can do, and you have a win-win situation on both sides.
I'm happy that you say that because yes, we are at the beginning with digital transformation and it requires a lot of resources to be on the top because this is something that the market was changing. If you are not adapting to this digital transformation, you are going to be in the back. So it is true what you said about the collaboration and to make each other be in the same part of growing together. And the collaboration between the borders, I think it is a good way.
It is a good day. And do not forget, Romania is offering not only cheap energy and manpower, but also a market that is growing. Austria is shrinking. So even so, you would think that, most people want to go to Austria. No, there are companies that would like to go to Romania. Why not? And serve a wider scope. I think entrepreneurship, it's very much down to entrepreneurs talking face to face and discussing a value proposition where we can add and help in crossing this bridge.
Now, speaking about the market competition, we know that can be tough, and especially when businesses are taking in consideration international expansion. You said about Austria to coming here, but what can you say to SMEs from Romania if they want to compete at international level? How can they be
Yes.
successfully?
Yes, I think great question. And what we see, and I think we are all now a little bit biased because Trump is putting a lot of barriers to the yes. So I think there will be quite a good force underlying what we want to establish, because especially within Europe, we need to focus on Europe. We will not have the opportunities anymore that might be in the US. So I think there's great opportunity lying ahead. Even so, you could something like say crazy times that somebody's closing the borders in us. So I think there are two opportunities both ways. The first one is I can see Austria as a gate for Romanian companies to get to Germany, Switzerland, Norway, or Scandinavia as such, because they already established some kind of relationships. Austria is easy to deal. We are both in the EU, and you can easily use Austrian companies and their network for, expansion to markets that normally you as Romanian might have difficulties to touch with. And this is, Scandinavia. We do a lot in Norway these days. We do a lot in Finland these days. Very technology driven, very, I think, on the edge on this. And this could be, something Romanian companies want to get access to. In addition, I honestly believe, but Gabriela, this is my belief, we should not rule out CEE at all. Because even so, you could something like say, with Russia and Serbia and Bosnia, but these region will play. Bulgaria, Romania, Bosnia, Serbia are playing a big and even bigger role in Europe. So it would be stupid not to go there either. Yeah, because this is where growth will come, this is where sophistication will come. And me as an Austrian company being in a shrinking economy, maybe I need to rethink, especially as a small enterprise, to be, and I need a partner that is trustworthy. So I believe because both companies, in a way, have got hurdles, and Austria is small, but Austria is bigger, or I would say a better partner for internationalization because we need to export 70% anyway. So the home market is not there for, if you really want to have success. And Romania is growing, 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 but also needs access to European. And both, I think, combining their strengths, also working on the weaknesses, can really make a difference. And that's why I'm so for partnerships. And how this partnership is then, established needs to be discussed on an individual case, but not to do it would be stupid in my view.
Good information to us. It was a good view to saying that we can, with your help, with Austria, to go further in the other countries because we are at the beginning, yes, and we are in a stage of growing. And it's good to receive help from the ones that have experience.
Yeah, but you also have got great assets. You have great, talent. You have great entrepreneurs. I was working with two or three Romanian entrepreneurs in the startup scene. So I can see, a good, it is really win-win for both sides. It's not, exploiting some weaknesses in Romania because we believe we are better. No, for small and mid-sized enterprises, it's really being partner and together one plus one is three. And you bring what the Romanian companies bring in something, the Austrian brings in, and let's see how we can make this one plus one three together. And I think that's the message I want to get across.
From your experience of mentoring SMEs, what step can Romanian entrepreneurs take to be more resilient in business?
I think mindset. That's one thing. I think mindset, because if I compare a little bit, and I was there when Czech and Slovak broke up, and we were starting with the entrepreneurs there. I think there's still a little bit a habit not really to appreciate what you have. I think there's a little bit of understatement, and I think especially when I talk to the SMEs, and especially when I talk to the entrepreneurs, I believe they're great, great, great guys there, and they can, do this, but they are still a little bit shy. So mindset is something, and thinking probably bigger than you were used to, allowing probably bigger ideas coming in within Europe than you were used to, and getting over this, I would say, history of feeling ashamed because being in Romania. So, mindset. The second thing is really bundling sources. I think this is one of the big things. I think really understanding what assets I have to play to win and what does the other need. And I think the better you understand the market, the needs, how you can serve this market, and there I see SMEs much better equipped than the big guys, because the big guys have the resources, sure, they have the money, but before they move, there's a lot of time, a lot of bureaucracy, and they do it in a different way. So the flexibility you can offer as an SME with the right partners is probably higher, but you need to partner up. I think to do it on a standalone basis, as you were used in Romania in the past, I think is really something that you need to rethink, because you need the right partners, the partners need to help you, and you need to help the partners. And on a standalone basis, it will be difficult in my view, but just my view on this.
It seems to be difficult, but when you said about mindset, you think that is something about trust? We don't have big trust in our abilities, or what do you think is the issue there?
I think there are two sides of the coin. I think that you know your market better than anybody else, and you have the trust that you can compete within, the markets you are serving, but you do not have the trust to compete outside, because lack of experience, lack of opportunities. Also, it's a cultural difference. It's different to do business in France than to do it in UK than you do it in Hungary, Russia, for sure. Yeah, but this is also where the opportunity. So I think it's not trust as such, but it's a little bit the lack of knowledge and experience, and this comes with a price. Because before you're willing to go to the UK, you might be willing to go to Serbia because you know them better, or Bulgaria because they are their neighbors, or these kind of things. So it's a little bit this risk appetite and the kind of strategy, what it needs to win in these markets. And this, that's why I think partnerships. But on the other hand, I think it's a little bit also age and entrepreneurial education, because, there's a new generation coming up, and this new generation is differently educated, has differently background, is probably better equipped for these digital marches than we have been. And I think this new generation must be given a chance. And, knowing Austria, we are very conservative, but Romania is probably more conservative in this than Austria. So it's also a little bit, I would say, a transformation in entrepreneurship and knowledge, of how to do international business.
You are right with this. This is the main goal of the podcast because we bring experts from all over the Europe. They are speaking about their countries, their business environment, and the entrepreneurial people can learn from that and can have courage to go to other markets. You spoke about the partnership. Can you give me an example of partnership, Austria or some other country that was a good match and was a good goal achieved?
Happy, happy. There was one manufacturing company. I cannot unfortunately get the name, but there was a manufacturing company. It was in the food industry, but do not forget, when you talk about Austria, you talk SEE, Southern Eastern Europe. So you talk much bigger market, much bigger clients, especially in the food industry, because Austria was very early in the stage of expanding their, food knowledge and their capacity. So this company was coming to Austria and wanted to have access to other countries, but didn't have the relationships. So they were lacking the contracts. They were lacking the know-how, how to negotiate a deal with Acroceta, for example, which is one of the biggest sugar producers in Central Eastern Europe. And by getting to the headquarters of Austria, you got a 80 million market as such, only discussing it with one headquarter. So imagine, what was the impact? And we helped them a little bit to negotiate the contract, to understand how more or less this should be played out. And both parties were very happy because both parties got a kind of value proposition that they needed. This was what we call a strategic fit. So this is, really understanding the counterpart, understanding where you strategically fit in and how you can use the network or the clients or the access to markets in a strategic way to your benefit. So this was, it took 1.5 years, but it was happy because the headquarter was in Austria. It's an Austrian company serving SEE. So this was really coming from Romania to Austria. But we had the other way, as I said as well. We had a kind of production company that needed to outsource, their capabilities outside of Austria, and they wanted to serve Serbia and the Russian market. And this was before the, unfortunately, yeah. But this was really where, in effect, they were looking at expertise in Romania. Yeah, because they know they were close to these markets, they understood much better the mentality, especially in, the kind of business they were in. They needed sales force that can talk Slavic language, and they were looking at Romania as a good hub because they know that, in effect, being part of, at the time they became member of Europe, that they were adhering to a kind of governance and control framework and, these kind of things. So it was a great opportunity for them, to get to what we call Central Eastern, but Eastern Europe in a safe way. And they were coming to have a partner because they didn't feel comfortable enough to do it themselves. So they, was a mid-sized company, niche player, but were lacking the confidence to do it itself and wanted a partner, and we found the partner, and they're very happy today. I must say it worked out very well, yeah, for both sides.
Nice example, and is a good view of the partnership because being Romania in the growth stage, this is something that you see partnership in another way, not
Yes.
in our mindset, old mindset. And your example gives another perspective.
That's why I think it's so tailor-made for SMEs. The big things you will not change, for many reasons. And there are a lot of barriers and this gets, but the SMEs have the opportunity. They can be more flexible. They can be more, I think, outside box thinking. And as you can see, a new generation is coming on board. They can be a little bit more entrepreneurial and, and test it. Yeah? Why not? Why, no harm. What should happen? The only way that somebody says no, but it's worth a try if you do it properly and fairly to both sides.
Do you want to add something to this discussion for Austrian or Romanian collaboration, or I don't know, mindset?
Let me finish with probably I would say one point I want to make. I think timing is great. Because there, we see him, so you could say, we're in a crisis because, you could something say a lot of, especially in Austria, a lot of companies go bankrupt. You have had lines that we haven't seen, that big, KTM or big groups having difficulties. But that's the time where the opportunity lies. It's not in the good times where everything is stable and everybody's happy and you cannot, interrupt anything. Now it's the time. So I think I see it slightly positive. I'm not happy with the crisis, not happy with the situation. What I see is there's opportunity in every downside. And this opportunity can be grabbed if you do it quickly and correctly. And I think, with your network, and that's why I want, to use this opportunity to get the message across. I think we need to give people and SMEs the opportunities to really engage cleverly and smartly with the right people. I'm happy to do so, and so are you.
Thank you, Martin, for sharing your expertise and insight with us today. This discussion has provided valuable perspectives on the common challenges faced by SMEs in Austria and Romania, and more importantly, actionable strategies to overcome them. To all the entrepreneurs listening, I hope that this episode inspires you to take a closer look at your business and explore opportunities for collaboration, innovation, and growth. If you like our podcast, make sure you're subscribed to our channel by clicking the subscribe button below. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure talking to you, Gabriel.